regarding the proposed zoning amendment, bylaw amendment, be received and that council approve the application from Gerald E. Skillings on behalf of 777-9780 Canada, Inc., for the zoning bylaw amendment, further that pending council consideration. And further that, since there was no written or oral comments at our public meeting, that zoning bylaw 2013-67 be considered at the regular council meeting following this public meeting.
Mayor supporter, Councilor Sutton supports that motion. Further discussions, if any? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried unanimously. I now would entertain that with our only item for this particular meeting, and I'd entertain a motion from council for adjournment. I'm sorry, don't want to cut you off, Rebecca.
Would you like to boil
it? Yeah, I would like to boil it. Just the right, the left lane.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Hurst. The second item for consideration this evening is a request for a zoning bylaw amendment submitted by Tony D. Tomasis of the Strategic Asset Management Area of the Corporate Services Department of the TAM. This is received and considered under Section 34 of the Planning Act. The subject lands affected by the proposed amendment are described as part of Lot 24, Concession 2, municipally known as the southeast corner of Elm and Venetian Drive. The property has 150-foot frontage along Elma Street and 200-foot depth on Venetian, with a total area of 30,000 square feet. The proposed amendment to the zoning bylaw would change the zoning for the subject lands from special provision commercial neighborhood to residential first density zone. The subject land is designated low density residential in the town's official plan. The effect of the zoning bylaw is to allow development of three residential lots presently under the ownership of the town of Amherstburg. This parcel of land has been declared surplus by the town due to the relocation of the water tower on Thomas Side Road. Services have already been installed at the three proposed lots. Two of the frontages will be 60 feet and the third 80 foot, adhering to the provisions of the residential first density zone. The proposed zoning is in conformity with the town's official plan. The proposed zoning bylaw amendment was published and circulated to the required agencies, property owners, and municipal departments in accordance with requirements of the Planning Act. Comments were received from the Essex Region Conservation Authority, which stated that they had no objection to the application. Comments were also received from an adjacent property owner, Mr. John Tartaro, which I'd like to read out this evening, and he's not able to be in attendance tonight. Good morning, Rebecca. As per our phone conversation this morning, I am writing to you or to whom it may concern regarding the rezoning of the old water tower property. Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend the town meeting. I am the owner of the property across from Venetian, where the Superplus convenience store is located. Although my property is zoned for commercial development, my concern is if I would have any future problems with developing this land due to the rezoning of this property. If this would be the case, then I would be objecting to the rezoning of the property. After our discussion, Rebecca and myself, it was made clear that this rezoning would not affect my future commercial development on my property, noting my property is already zoned commercial. This being said, Rebecca, I would appreciate you bringing my concerns to the attention of council to confirm our discussion. If there is no repercussion caused by this rezoning affecting my property, I have no objections. Thank you.
Thanks for reading that for us, and I'd entertain a motion that would be received in this meeting. Councillor Davies?
I'll move that be written.
Supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. All in favor? Carried.
The recommendation of the Planning Division regarding the zoning bylaw amendment is that this report be received, that Council approve the application from Tony D. Tomasis on behalf of the Town of Amherstburg for the zoning bylaw amendment, and further pending council's consideration of written and oral comments received at this public meeting, that zoning bylaw amendment 2013-66 be considered at the regular council meeting following this public meeting.
Any discussions of anyone relative to this at this time? Yes.
I have a question.
Sure, could you stand and state your name, please?
My name's Steve Nikituk. I live on a corner lot behind the property.
Sure.
And I'm just wondering, right now they have a drainage back there behind my house. And I'm wondering, if they sell this property to homeowners, is that drainage still going to be there? Because that would be right on their property and they have a choice to take it out, or they put this in a couple years back because the back there was just filling up with water.
You're talking about their rear yard drainage on the property that we're discussing right now?
The property that you're discussing has the drainage.
Yeah, okay.
And that keeps the water out of my yard.
Sure.
And keeps it, because back there, when I moved there, used to fill up and
sheets. Sure, and I remember that, sure.
And my backyard would fill up with water.
I'm sure they won't. Maybe Rebecca can respond to that.
I just moved.
Rear yard drainage is a requirement. Typically, like rear yard catch basins would be installed for all new developments. And that will be a requirement, and it will be inspected by the chief building inspector as the development proceeds.
Okay, that's all I was wondering.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. There's no further discussion. What's council's pleasure relative to the report and the proposed zoning bylaw amendment? Councilor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I move that we receive the report from Rebecca Melanger from July 5th, 2015 regarding the zoning bylaw amendment. And council approve the application from Tony DeTomasis on behalf of the town of Amherstburg for the zoning bylaw amendment, and further the pending council consideration of written and oral comments received at this public meeting of the council. Zoning bylaw 213-66 be considered at the regular council meeting following this public meeting.
They're supported for that. Councilor Davies supports that motion. Further discussion or dialogue? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again carried unanimously. Have you got anything else, Rebecca?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Would it be okay for us to ask for adjournment?
Tony, did you want to say something? You come here for nothing.
I'll move to adjourn, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a supporter for that adjournment? Councilor Sutton, all in favor? Motion again carried. Thank you, and see you at 7 o'clock.